How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. All right, listen up. MAGA Republicans are frothing at the mouth, angry. I have never seen them this worked up, but Governor Gavin Newsom has found the perfect strategy to stun them into silence by essentially just holding up a mirror and showing them what their own behavior looks like. Over the past few years, Donald Trump has been posting AI slop memes of Obama being arrested. He's been making fun of family members and the personal lives of his political opponents and people on his own side. He comes up with nicknames and low blows and conspiracies. And now Governor Gavin Newsom has flipped this style back on Donald Trump, and Republicans are effing losing their minds. They are exploding online, calling Governor Newsom like the son of Satan, the spawn of hell, saying that he is the Antichrist who's arrived just because he posted something that Trump posted a few months back. It is a perfect strategy to show them how just absolutely insane their style of politics is. And the best part is, we are actually winning this messaging battle on Elon Musk's turf. So on Twitter, we are proving our point that Governor Gavin Newsom is only mocking Donald Trump's style. Let me walk you through exactly what's happened. And make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the breaking news updates. So when Governor Gavin Newsom originally posted this AI video, it had a Christmas song in the background, and it's Donald Trump, Pete Hegseth, and Stephen Miller all handcuffed. The only unrealistic thing is that they're showing any shame whatsoever at this part in the video. But what he's doing is he was actually quote tweeting the White House, who already did the same thing, but it was them arresting undocumented immigrants, many of whom didn't have any violent offenses whatsoever. So just the White House posts cruel video after cruel video after cruel video. And when Governor Gavin Newsom memes back, they can't take the heat. Some right-winger posted immediately. When right-wingers meme, it's absurdist nonsense, like dropping poop on protesters. But when leftists meme, it's not even a joke. They just straight up plan on arresting you. Psychotic lunatics who must never be allowed near power again. Yeah, the only problem is, I responded, are you stupid? The literal president of the United States posted an AI video of Obama being arrested and AI images of Chicago being invaded. You must be stupid. This one pissed me off because I don't know how to describe. The one thing that makes me the most mad in our current political landscape right now is the asymmetry of expectations on different sides. Donald Trump, just a few months back, posted this AI video. I'm going to mute it because YouTube might, you know, take it down. But this is an AI video that Trump posted on his Truth Social. Look at this. Donald Trump posted this. It's Obama being pinned to the ground, being dragged off. And then after Obama is dragged off, he's put in a jail cell in just one moment, if they show that part. Okay, they don't show the entire thing, but when you watch it, Obama then gets thrown in a jail cell, is then arrested, is then standing behind bars. Donald Trump has posted multiple videos and AI images of Democrats being arrested. And the moment that Governor Gavin Newsom flips that on Republicans, they freak the hell out. They are losing their goddamn minds. And I find it hilarious. Micah Irfan even points out on Twitter, Republicans are melting down over this AI video from Newsom, but you all laughed when Donald Trump posted this. Here's where the crocodile tears are taken to the next level. One more time. The style of politics that I've grown up watching since I was 12 years old when Donald Trump began running in 2015, let's say. I was born in 2002, so I was like 12 or 13 when his race really began to pick up, when the Access Hollywood stuff was dropping in 2016. During my most formative years, I watched Donald Trump spread birther conspiracy theories about former President Obama, convince the country he wasn't born in America. And then, during my most formative years, I watched Donald Trump say, "Lock her up," come up with nicknames for his political opponents, over and over talk about how Democrats are scum and gnats who need to be taken care of. He then said the election was stolen when it wasn't. So now, when Governor Gavin Newsom comes in and uses the same style, the same exact political style by saying, hey, I'm going to post an AI video as well, I'm going to show you how much Republicans lose their shit. It is absolutely absurd. So This all starts with Governor Gavin Newsom going on Ezra Klein's podcast, and he talks about trans kids. Take a listen.
We didn't get into trans sports. That's an issue no one wants to hear about because 80% of the people listening disagree with my position on this. But it comes from my heart, not just my head. It wasn't a political evolution.
Your position being that?
I don't think it's... I want to see trans kids. I have a trans godson. There's no governor that's signed more pro-trans legislation than I have, and no one has been a stronger advocate for the LGBTQ community. We didn't get into trans...
So, that's where it started off. They clipped him up because he said... I mean, what he said is going to make everybody mad there. He says, in one hand, he wants fairness, but in the other hand, he says, I want to see trans kids, and I want to protect trans kids or whatever. So, America, this account, clips him up saying, I want to see trans kids. Governor Gavin Newsom says, correct. We're sorry your daughter hates you, Elon, because the person who clipped it up was America PAC, Elon Musk's PAC, founded by Elon Musk. Correct. We're sorry your daughter hates you, Elon, says Governor Newsom press office. So the account claps back with that, and then Elon Musk loses his shit and is pissing and vomiting and crying in the replies because he can't take the heat on his own app. He tries to pull the victim card and says, I assume you're referring to my son, Xavier, who has a tragic mental illness caused by the evil woke mind virus you push on vulnerable children. I love Xavier very much, and I hope he recovers. My daughters are Azure, Exa, she goes by Y, and Arcadia, and they do indeed love me very much. Okay, for somebody that's against like preferred pronouns or different names or whatever, he's got some interesting names for his kids. I don't judge. I'm an open-minded person. But here's where the main problem lies. I'm about to show you the collective meltdown that MAGA had over Newsom's tweets, but I'm also going to show you how Donald Trump did the exact same thing. Let's start here. Dean Cain, former Superman, current ICE agent, posts, most vile of vile, trying to condemn Newsom. And I responded, stop being such a snowflake. Trump has been saying shit like this for a decade and you guys clap it on. Eric Weinstein says, this is what pure evil looks like from an institution. There are no words, Governor. I said, this your guy? Is this a guy you're defending? Like when you talk about Donald Trump being better? Because Donald Trump just a month ago said that Thomas Massey, sometimes referred to as Rand Paul Jr. because of the fact that he always votes against the Republican Party, get married already? For some context, Thomas Massey's wife died of cancer about a year and a half ago. He was married to her for, I believe, 30 years, and she died of cancer, and Trump decided to make fun of that. He said, did Thomas Massey get married already? Boy, that was quick. No wonder the polls have him at less than an 8% chance. Anyway, have a great life, Thomas and blank. His wife will soon find out that she's stuck with a loser. He's still grieving his former wife. He dated somebody for a bit, and now they are engaged and soon to be married. It's not that unusual. He's a grown man. Thomas Massey can do what he wants without the president attacking him, but Trump continues to attack him. So I'm sorry, but I don't feel bad when people on Twitter like Sean say it doesn't get any worse than a sitting governor attacking a man's child online. What a vile and demented person Governor Newsom is. Okay, Newsom didn't attack anyone's child. He just pointed out that Vivian hates her father. Harry Sisson says, the pearl clutching from MAGA is fucking pathetic. They were perfectly fine when Trump waged a smear campaign against Biden and his children, but when Newsom correctly hits back at Musk, it's the worst thing ever posted, apparently. Cry me a river. And he's responding to Ted Cruz, who said, sick bastard. Gavin, tell your henchmen to leave the kids alone. I didn't even bring up Hunter Biden yet. They ran years and years of smear campaigns on Hunter Biden. Evan points out that Elon's like, yeah, I hate my piece of shit trans daughter who's mentally ill. And then Gavin Newsom goes, you're a bad father. And then right-wingers just freak the hell out. It does remind me of when I was on CNN and I pointed out the double standard in sides right here. Like, listen, this is a perfect example.
And I think at the same time.
So now we have two people here who are saying it's Donald Trump's fault that someone shot up an ICE facility.
Nobody is saying that.
You literally said that.
Listen, let me finish.
And then you agreed with it.
You want to know what I said? I said Donald Trump created this environment over the past decade. You sat here and said, I need to take responsibility. I'm a 22-year-old YouTuber. You hold me to a higher standard than the man that
you just listened
to.
I'm holding you to your standard of your punditry.
Donald Trump was just vomiting vitriol out of his mouth about how the other party is weak and evil. And he just said, the party of hate, evil, and Satan. You blind yourself to that. And you're focusing on a 22-year-old YouTuber.
The exact point that I was trying to make here is what I'm trying to show you throughout this video, that they will hold Trump to a different standard. Trump can post AI videos of Obama being arrested and nobody bats an eye. And it really, really pisses me off. It really pisses me off when then Republicans act like it is so novel and unique for Governor Newsom to strike back in the exact same way. If I open up Donald Trump's Truth Social right now, I can guarantee he's been vomiting vitriol, like I said, for the past 24 hours about every single political opponent, yet Republicans close a blind eye. We need to be calling this shit out on a daily basis, and that is what we do on the Adam Mockler channel. If you want to boost this video, drop a like and subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.